In a shrinking economy with jobs being shed en masse, there is a silver lining. The growth of the BPO industry, particularly in Cape Town, that's the business processing outsourcing industry. The call center industry has been thriving over the last weeks and months. Companies like Amazon finding themselves in a hiring spree. Many businesses going the e-commerce route, needing those staff at the other side, at the other end of the computer to take those orders and to process them. It does seem to be a boom in the industry. Clayton Williams is the Chief Skills Officer at Bapesa Western Cape. That's the Business Processing Enabling South Africa. Joining me now on the line, Clayton, it's nice to hear that there is some hope in the gloom of a shrinking economy that is shedding jobs en masse.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks for having me, Lester. I think it's definitely good news for us as a sector and the broader economy of the Western Cape and South Africa. And I think it's as a result of a mature sector that is now seeing the fruits of its labor and a good value proposition with a good reputation being advertised and shared in the within the global remit. So definitely, I think we're on a good trajectory, and hopefully this is a taste of things to come.
Cape Town and the Western Cape being the center of the call center, the BPO industry in South Africa, it's up there with some of the major industries or major players like Malaysia, who has a large call center and BPO industry. What makes Cape Town particularly an attractive destination for so many foreign companies wanting to set up shop here, you know, for South Africans to man their lines and to man their processing units?
Yeah, I think, well, Cape Town not positioning Cape Town any better than any other region within South Africa, but there's a definite sense of a strong customer service culture within Cape Town. You know, there's a presence of the likes of the hospitality industry, a strong retail sector, and I think definitely it's intrinsic in the people of Cape Town regarding customer service and our ability to connect with customers and serve them in a way which is definitely differentiating us on a global scale.
With South Africa still being in the peak or yet to hit its peak of the coronavirus pandemic, the move is for many companies to have their staff work from home. I've been in call centers. I've been in BPO offices. They're quite cramped. They're quite, you know, busy, quite packed. How is that strategy? How is that office focus now being changed in a new reality of COVID-19?
Yeah, so we saw at the start of the lockdown a lot of businesses, you know, trying to lift and shift their staff complements to work from home. And there's definitely been, you know, many, many different cases and success stories of organizations being successfully or being successful in migrating their workforces to work from home. In some instances, up to 70 to 80% with very basic infrastructure. So I think a definite success story coming out of the lockdown was an expedited movement towards a digital transformation strategy, if you will.
In terms of people applying, I know personally dozens of people who've lost their jobs, their livelihoods over the course of the last 2 months of lockdown. Are you seeing throngs of people approaching these companies who are now coming to our shores, applying for jobs here?
Definitely. I think the demand, especially with the international sector, so our industry is made up of a domestic sector and international sector, and international clients obviously still have a high level or high degree of confidence within South Africa and the region. So, yes, we are seeing many, many more people applying, especially those that have been affected negatively through the pandemic. And I think this serves us well from a supply perspective, because along with them comes a degree of experience, especially within the customer service remit.
Clayton Williams, there's some good news for a change. Skills officer, Chief Skills Officer at Bapesa Western Cape, saying that while the economy does appear to be in the doldrums, some sectors are still hiring, and that's especially in the call center and the business processing outsourcing sector. Thanks so much for joining us.